Welcome to the second season of the Barca Breakdown Podcasts. I am your host, Yusef, and I'm here with...
Adam. Let's do it, man. This is season two. This is like the perfect part of the summer where Angels have got out of the playoff race. Lakers, all right, we still got a few months. Hockey's not on. This is the part where I realize all my chips are in the Barca basket. I get way too overhyped, and I hope we're winning a treble.
Yeah, but you need to plug that positive energy into the system, because if you don't, we all know what's going to happen.
True. This is a little bit different, because last year we started right after Lyon Champions League when we knew we were going to the quarterfinals, and we were probably a little bit too hyped at the time. I think everyone listening knows that there was a good reason for the hype.
Yeah, we had to be a little hyped.
But yeah. This year, all right, let's just take a step back. Let's just try to... Let's try to temper our expectations.
But granted, we are starting earlier, so, I mean, we're going to have to pace ourselves.
True.
Yeah.
Well, we had a summer of football, right? True. We watched a lot of the Copa. It didn't go too well for Messi or Suarez, right? Mm. Some of the refs were playing favorites, right? No fines and no suspensions like Messi's going to get. But what'd you think about the Copa America?
I mean, it was entertaining to watch, but having Brazil win in Brazil and having, like, some controversial things, like you were saying, kind of made it meh for me, but I enjoyed it. It was actually, I think, my first Copa watching it fully through, and I thought it was cool. I liked watching all the players.
You know? I was hyped to see Arthur starting and playing well, right? Those the Brazilian jerseys looked so sick, and I thought, especially with him, he looked so cool in it. You know, hate seeing Casemiro win trophies, right? Mm-hmm. There were some negatives there. But overall, yeah, I mean, we really wanted Argentina to win. I thought Uruguay would also go farther than they did, but...
Unfortunately.
They both. I mean, it was cool to see Peru, right, make the final.
Dude, they did a really good job, honestly.
Yeah, they kicked Arturo Vidal's behind, right?
Yeah. Well, he's not the star player of that team, so...
He's up there. Are we going to keep him, right? I think we'll get into that in a little bit, but... All right, we're back here. New season.
New opportunities.
We could have lost La Liga last season, I guess, but it really ended in almost the worst way possible. So, hey, guys, everyone just take a deep breath. We're on a new front, new season, good vibrations. Griezmann and Frankie de Jong are here. What are your hot takes? Go.
So, well, just to go back, last time we talked about Griezmann coming, I said he wasn't coming. But now he's here, and I mean, I'm happy about it. My hot take is Griezmann's going to go off, score over 20 goals, but he's going to be in a large competition, I think, with Suarez. So we'll see. Suarez has been training hard this season, or preseason.
Yeah, I want to go off a little bit. So there were some questions about, you know, whether or not Suarez, like, lost 10 pounds when he went to Uruguay, and whether or not he was too fat with Barca.
He looks skinnier, honestly, though.
Mm-hmm, yeah, right? Sure. So, you know, there were a lot of memes and jokes about how, like, he's already back in the gym when, you know, now he finally has competition.
Which is dumb because we needed him the whole season. And
I know, but we thought, you know, Paco Alcacer and like, I mean.
We all know how. Yeah.
No backups. We haven't had any for a while, so it's going to be good to see him get some pressure. Here's my question. What percent of games do you think Suarez or Griezmann play? And how often do you think they're going to play in one team?
That's such a hard question to answer. Knowing that Dembele is still in the mix, he's healthy, that's going to be hard. We got to see how De Jong plays coming forward as well. Split between them. Oof.
Well, do you think they're going to be more games where one or the other plays, or where they both play? How do you think about that?
I think I have to go to Valverde for this, but...
we'll get to Ernie
I think that Valverde is going to stick with Suarez for a bit and kind of, like, have Griezmann coming in, hopefully, as a sub in some of the games to see how things are going against some of these... I mean, he's used to La Liga anyway, though, so
I really don't think, with how much we paid for him, we can have him be a sub.
I don't mean the whole time. I mean, starting out maybe in the first few games, because... I don't know. It's hard. I'm just going to go with a split, maybe like a 60-40 with Suarez being 60 just because of what he has in Barca already, and Griezmann is coming on.
So you think more than likely it's going to be one or the other versus both of them at the same time?
I think there will be times where both of them are at the same time, but I think not as likely as them one on, one off.
Part of why I think Griezmann is such a great signing is because he has a pretty good work rate defensively, which Suarez doesn't have, and neither does Messi. So I think that's going to be a huge bonus. Yeah, I'm kind of confused, man. I mean, I think we all know my opinions on Suarez. Just didn't deliver. I don't know. He had such a polarizing season, right? Like, there were times when he was so great and times when he didn't come through.
You say that, and the times he didn't come through were the literally most important times we could have asked for. You know,
I mean, like, he scored a hat trick against Real Madrid.
But
he also scored
anything.
An 80th minute goal against Atletico to win the league, right? So in
True.
Terms of the league, Luis Suarez was pretty vital.
But we needed him in Champions League.
For sure.
League.
No, like, yeah. I totally know what you're saying. And that's why I'm of the hope that it's going to be most often Messi, Dembele, Griezmann playing up front, those three.
I just don't know how they can have it happen where Suarez is not playing as much. Just, I don't know. Valverde, we've talked about how many times we're trying to decipher what he tries
yeah.
to do.
What's going on in that? Just the rocks in that head of his.
I don't know anymore. I think at one point I thought I was like, oh, I understand Valverde. We're making good predictions. Oh, we saw what we predicted. And then it just crumbled. And
Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah. So I'm... you know, and the big goose egg we haven't brought up yet, right, is...
Neymar?
Is Neymar going to come? Right now, what do you think? Yes or no?
I still think no. The reason I say that is because now, with Griezmann here, where is he going to go with Dembouz? I don't want to get rid of Dembouz.
Yeah,
he's such a large prospect.
Dude,
we paid a lot of money.
I agree with you 1,000%. Yeah. If we have to get rid of Dembele to get Neymar, that's going to be just an atrocity. There's no way we should do that.
And he's much, much younger. You
For
know?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, let's just hope that he's working in the gym, getting his hammy nice and strong.
He was playing in those games in Japan, so.
True. He's back. Yeah. He's back. He looks good. He looks super happy with Griezmann, right? The French connection's growing large.
Well, now we're half French almost. Not half, but we got Umtiti, Griezmann, Lenglet.
Todibo, I think is French.
So a bunch of players.
On the other side of the coin, Frankie de Jong. What's your hot take? You know me. I'm all aboard the train. I'm all aboard the Frankie train.
I'm going to buy
a Frankie jersey very soon.
That comes to the new jerseys, that away jerseys I really like, but we'll get to that later. Frankie, I like him. I think he looks cool. He looks comfortable. People seem to enjoy him. He looks like a nice fit in the
midfield.
He's a star.
He's just born to be a star, I feel like.
And we... Our midfield's a little old, other than like Arthur and a couple other players. Busquets, Rakitic, they're getting older. You know, I'm always going to support Rakitic no matter what you say, but.
Trashitic.
No.
I think it was pretty funny how, first when we got Frankie, Rakitic had like a comment that was like, oh, he's a good guy, but like his position's taken up by me. And then. It was pretty funny to see them all posting pictures with him, including Rakitic, I think, just trying to say, like, hey, there's no issue. There was a weird thing where, like, Frankie was promised Alenia's number, 21, and then he took it, and then Alenia just came out last week and was like, they never told me that I was going to give it up.
That's not Frankie's fault is the problem, right? Like,
sure, but,
yeah.
Right, I mean, it does indicate something bad.
Yeah, light turmoil.
So, yeah, okay, like, let's count off the midfielders that we have possibly for next season. Coutinho... Hopefully he's gone. Rakitic, Busquets, Vidal, Alenia, Frankie, Arthur, Rafinha.
I don't want to see Rafinha.
Okay, but of those, who do you think is going to play more? Because I posed this question to you a few days ago, and you said that you thought it was going to be Busquets, Rakitic, Frankie.
Yeah, well, I also am thinking about Arthur and how I think he was really good. And I probably should have mentioned Arthur because... He has a lot of energy. He's young. He's very solid on, like, his core is very solid, does great turns. The one thing I think there's a problem with him is his forward ball movement sometimes.
For sure. That's my big worry here, man, is that somehow Valverde is going to neuter, like, in my mind, there's been a clear progression of people like Rakitic. Now, even though part of this happened under Luis Enrique, I feel like Valverde accelerated it, where, like, he takes these midfielders who are good at, like, attacking and moving forward, and then somehow puts them in, like, a four-man midfield or, like, you know, two people back with Busquets and really neuters them attacking.
Yeah.
And so I have a fear that Arthur and De Jong are going to be the next two fall victim.
I don't think they're going to do that to De Jong. He doesn't seem like they're going to... But they paid a good amount of money for him.
True, but he... like a lot of the highlights I see from him at Ajax, he's a pretty, like, controlling midfielder, more than, like, someone who's looking forward, like a Xavi type.
But we're getting... Or we have Griezmann, Dembele, obviously Messi. Like, we kind of boosted our front attack. And then if we start playing... it all goes back to Valverde, though. But we start playing these tactics where we're kicking the ball back and kind of just, like, playing that defensive game or taking in the midfield and shifting them back a bit. Like, I don't understand why we have this attacking front that's very powerful. I mean, Messi alone is a force, you know? Like, now we have Griezmann, one of the other top La Liga strikers. And we have Dembele, one of the very young, great prospects. It would be dumb if we decided to do something like that. And Busquets...
He's getting old. He saw that goal against Chelsea. He gave that ball up, man. it was bad. Yeah. It was almost as bad as Rakitic at Anfield last year when he just kicked the ball straight to the offensive players for that second goal. Anyways, I hope to see a lot of Arthur and Frankie.
We have a lot of young players now. I think we need to use that so we develop in the next few years to have these players, you know, being accustomed to everything and not relying on Messi, hopefully.
So your opinion is, for like the first half of the season, what midfield do you think we'll see start most frequently?
De Jong, Rakitic. That's what I said yesterday, and I think that's still true. Busquets. And then... I remember seeing something about
Sergio Roberto coming to midfield.
I thought that was a little weird. I hope that doesn't happen, but...
Yeah, so do I. I mean, like in the Copa, right, he had Sergio play as like a winger, which was a pretty bad experience. And then we all remember how... as we're doing this podcast, I'm realizing that it's going to be another year. Last season was all about flashbacks to Roma. This year is going to be all flashbacks to Anfield and Liverpool.
Same problem, different team.
Same problem, different team, same coach, unfortunately. So I think that in the midfield, we're going to see mostly De Jong, Arthur, Busquets. I think we're going to see a little less Rakitic. But at the same time, right, Valverde takes Rakitic to the bathroom with him. He takes him on his honeymoon, right?
You're a meme
lord. It's almost impossible to get Rakitic away from Valverde. So we'll see about that.
No biggie. Rakitic scored the goal against Chelsea. No big deal.
I have to... and a friendly that no one cares about in July. I have to think that they're going to start Semedo more this year. Just because
they've had a lot of talk around him.
Well, it just seems like a lot of teams have been trying to bid for him, mm-hmm. according to the, you know, soccer media, which is, you know, generally a bad source of information. But it does seem like he is getting more traction. And then, there were those weird reports that Sergio Roberto was going to be a midfielder more this year. I mean, what do you think? Who do you think's better, and who do you want to see more of at right back this year?
Semedo, I like a lot. Actually, the only problem I feel with him is that he's a lot smaller than a lot of other players, and it makes it harder for him to defend sometimes. And I just feel like he gets this groove of getting stuck in the right side if he gets the ball pushing forward, and then it creates nothing. Well, Malcolm, in that case, does a lot better job on a like wing, for example. I actually would like to see more Malcolm. That would be kind of cool.
Really?
Yeah.
I think he's going to be sold.
Yeah,
but he plays a different position, right?
Definitely.
Malcolm's a winger, and
Semedo's
a right back. Yeah, I mean, but I do know what you're saying. Like,
we have a weird Semedo situation goes in that range sometimes. That's why I'm saying it, because Malcolm is up there. Yeah, but anyway, go on.
I think that we'll see him quite a bit, Semedo. I mean, it's just hard to tell with Valverde, right? Like, there were times last season where I thought Semedo was getting more traction, and then in the big games, he would always play Sergio Roberto, even when it was clear when he, you know, would put Sergio Roberto from right back to midfield and then put Semedo in as right back, mm-hmm. that those were generally more successful times. I think all those signs are pointing to more Roberto. And then in the center backs, do you think that Umtiti is going to be able to come back and take his spot as the starting defender with Piqué.
I mean,
or
I
is Lenglet, right? There's got a little French rivalry going on.
Yeah, but I think
a little
that
menage.
I think that Umtiti will be able to take his spot back, especially if his knee's feeling a lot better. But let's say there's a day where he's not feeling so great, like he can always have Lenglet be reliable, I feel like, and come in and do the job that he needs to do.
But then do you think Lenglet's going to just be chill with sitting on the bench, right? Like, I think no matter what, there's going to be some little bit of animosity and maybe some drama.
Well, that's hard with the two defenders, like Piqué and Umtiti or Lenglet. They're always, they play almost every game most of the time. They're not really, they don't really get subbed out during a game ever unless something bad happens. Vermaelen was a backup, kind of, but he would always be injured, so then you would hardly see him.
Yeah, and he's officially gone.
Yeah, so like...
Dude, I saw a stat. I'm trying to remember what it was. It was basically showing like the oldest players who had played the most... Like the players in Europe who had played the most minutes in the last like 3 years were all like Barcelona players who were over the age of 30.
Damn.
Like Piqué, Busquets,
sure.
Messi, Suarez. And so it feels like we're playing a lot of repeat of what we said last season, right? Last season we were like, well, Valverde really needs to learn how to rest players so that we feel good at the end of the season. And then he did that somewhat better last season, right? There were some of those games in between, like the Man U Champions League games and the Liverpool Champions League games, where he would rest a lot of players. But it does seem like, you know, we do need to figure out how to manage minutes better, right? Like, it seemed clear to me that at the end of the season, last season, Piqué was a little bit tired. Busquets was pretty tired.
Piqué
Messi
played
and
like
Suarez.
Every game.
I know.
Yeah.
So maybe that's the blessing of having so much depth, right? We're talking a lot about players competing for spots, but maybe that'll do two things. One, it'll leave us refreshed at the end of the season. And two, we kind of need some players to light a fire under the back of Jordi Alba, Piqué, Busquets, Suarez. You know, like, we need these players to not feel like, oh, no matter what, Valverde is going to pencil them in. Because last season, any big game, any medium game, like, you knew those guys were playing.
Because they had to. They didn't really have a second option, right?
Well, I don't know. I mean, partially because they had to, but also because Valverde just, it was like an automatic, just like, you know, repeat order from Amazon.
But that's Valverde's, like, whole thing. That's what we talked about at Anfield, basically.
I know,
right?
But, like, I mean, what I have to hope, right, and what we're all, this is all boiling down, is that we just really have to hope Valverde is going to change. Which is something I never count on coaches doing, to be honest.
2 years, in life. Same mistake.
Yeah.
Don't count on change.
Right. But, you know, it drives us crazy. We've been talking about it, right? How is no one saying Valverde's got to leave? Like, I was so sure after the Copa, after that disaster, we called this podcast Copa Disaster, that we would see Valverde gone, and he's still here. So let's just hear it, Yus. What do you think about Valverde staying, and how do you think he's going to be able to do anything different this season to make us more successful?
See,
and keep in mind, real quick, sorry to cut you off. Keep in mind, Real Madrid and Atletico Madrid just got a lot stronger. Atletico had a ton of trades this window, and so did Real.
For sure. No, I. So Valverde, I supported for a long time, and even when he was making mistakes, I would be like, no, it's okay, it's okay. And then he'd, Champions League, like, turned my world upside down. And seeing that makes me think that Valverde's not going to change. He's not going to do the things in games that make it so that we can adapt. And I think adaptation to these very important games is what's important, right?
Because we're
so,
getting punched in the mouth, and then we just do the same thing, and that's how we lost a
people will figure out our tactics. Coaches that know what they're doing a lot of the time, once they, if they have a second chance to adjust, and they do that, they make changes, and then that's how we get beat, right? If we do the same thing, the coach goes, oh, they did the same thing. I'm just going to switch up the tactic and counter this aspect that we know. And a lot of the time, some of the counter is just counter Messi, which changes a lot.
But so, yeah.
But just like, I don't think he's going to be able to do anything, Valverde.
Neither do I. But at the same time, I do think Griezmann is the caliber of player that can change games. And you know, he's had some weird, I don't know if I want to call him weird, but he's talked about like how he's dreaming at night of playing with Messi, which I like to hear, right? I mean, I guess it's kind of cool. But I have a lot of faith in Griezmann, and I have a lot of faith in De Jong. I think a big part of last season and why we just got worked by Liverpool at Anfield was that we had an old midfield that wasn't really out there busting themselves and going, you know, to attack for balls and get the ball and push forward, right?
Like, which made no sense, honestly.
Yeah, it was like almost an arrogance that somehow, like, and we've had it for two seasons. It's this weird arrogance that, like, we're going to win or that we have such a great chance when our performances haven't been that impressive, but it's always, oh, here we go. We get bailed out by Messi. You know, Messi makes a great pass. Messi somehow scores a free kick. He wins the game. So, you know, it's kind of depressing. You hear Rakitic say things like, oh, well, you know, Anfield happened. We just have to learn from it. They said the same thing after Roma, right? And so I kind of agree with you. I feel frustrated because I don't know if Valverde has, I don't want to say the capacity to change, but he just hasn't shown it to us yet. So what would be some signs? Here's a good thing to talk about. Like, what would be some signs that Valverde would show you in the first few months of the season that would make you think like, oh, he's different. He's doing some of the things I want to see. What are some of the things, right, that you want to see that he hasn't done in the last season?
I would say try combinations that aren't absurd. One, for example, like when we play a game that we know that we don't need our front or A team up there, basically, right? We play a game where there's a B team. That B team is composed of literally almost all the B team players, and it doesn't actually help the team because then you're just playing a bunch of B team players, and then when you play a real game, you haven't tried a new strategy out of players or combinations of players. So you don't really know what's happening.
That's a good point, man.
Right?
I like that. That happens at work sometimes. Like, well, you need to change two things, but if you change them both at the same time, you don't figure out
change too many variables.
Exactly.
So, like, I think he needs to be more creative in that sense. And then I also think, I think we've talked about this before, but I also think the strategy, sometimes when they're trying to, we need to score a goal, it looks like we're just...
Give it to Messi
or just scramble, right?
Yeah.
Like,
just try to do the same thing with Jordi Alba going down the wing and cutting it back inside.
But we saw that fail, and then when we tried to go back to it and it wasn't working, we didn't develop anything new. So we need some, like, tactics, like triangles or something. We need to, like... We see some of these training videos on Instagram, YouTube, whatever it is, and you're like, oh, that looks really cool. Then it gets into a game, and where is it?
You see some of these times where you see, like, crosses coming in from the right side to Suarez, like, trying to finish, and you're mm-hmm. like, okay, whoa, like, that never happens in a real game. Like, that'll be cool.
Where is it?
Yeah, they're practicing it. Where is it? I think you're right. And then, you know, not as easy and as correct as it is to constantly rain on the Valverde parade, even with his adaptions, Anfield would have, you know, still been bad, right? So, like, Do you think that De Jong and Griezmann, who both, right? So last year, De Jong lost in the semifinals of the Champions League. Griezmann has made two finals against Real Madrid and lost. Do you think that they will be enough so that in those big games when, like, the established players, Messi, Suarez, Busquets, Piqué, start to feel that, like, weird anxiety that we all felt when Liverpool scored that first goal at Anfield, do you think they will be able to... feel to give that, like, fighting spirit that we seemed like we were missing, right? That's the big worry is that, like, we can be so good through September, October, November, December, January, February, March. The reality of being a fan of this team that has Lionel Messi is that what really matters is what happens in April and May, right?
For sure.
We could kill everyone for those first 8 months. It wouldn't matter. And so when you think back to Anfield and what went wrong, part of it was the players didn't have that fight, right? They got punched in the mouth, and they felt like, oh, my God, I got bullied the year before. Like, let me just get into this ball.
Do you remember Suarez's face when they scored?
Yeah.
And you're just like, dude, do something. Like, where?
Yeah.
Like, yeah,
let me just
I know
get
what
into this
saying.
Ball, right? Like, do you think Griezmann and De Jong are going to be enough to get us out of that mindset?
I think Griezmann is
he's growing on me.
Good player. He played in Atletico, obviously, and did amazing. And he just won the World Cup. And so I think that since he's been playing in La Liga for so long, and, like, they've won the league, but Barcelona's always, you know, kind of come over them, and they've been second a lot of the time. So I think he has that drive to win La Liga, one. And I think he also has a drive to go for the Champions League because... he keeps getting crushed and just can't do it. So I do think when it comes time, Griezmann will show up in Champions League, especially. Frankie, he has great promise. I think his energy level is high, and I think he has a great personality and can be a very positive light moving forward in the team. So I do think so, yes.
All right, before we wrap it up, let's talk about some of the small changes that have happened around. You got any hot takes about Real Madrid, new team, new squad, Zidane?
Well, they lost, you know, and got creamed on by Atletico 7-3.
For sure, 7-3.
So that's only just a highlight of how I think they're going to do. No, I'm kidding. But they have some good players and prospects that they just got. I mean, they have Hazard now. There is talks about possible Neymar to.
Dude, yeah, I've heard that.
That would be sketchy.
Let's get into that. What? Neymar. Do you think? I don't think there's any chance he goes to Real Madrid, man.
Oh, I don't think so. I don't think that's where his heart is.
He should come
anyway.
To Barca. But then at the same time, right? I don't want to get. Okay, well, there's two things. Like, one, we need to get rid of Coutinho.
Yes.
And I'm super afraid that what's going to happen is it's going to be hard for us to get through with him. And then right before the season starts, we're going to get rid of him for like way less money than we should have gotten.
But they're trying to connect him with a team like Man U or Man City or something that would pay the amount so we didn't lose a lot. But in that sense, like, okay, if you're in Neymar's position, let me ask you, and you know there might not be a place for you at Barcelona, like you've been talking about how much you remember the game against PSG and yada, 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 but then it doesn't seem like you have a spot there, and then you have offers from teams like Real Madrid or whatever.
Juventus,
yeah, that's true. What would you do, right? Like, I don't know. For me, Neymar, I feel like...
He's kind of backed himself into a corner,
yeah,
I feel like.
That's what I think.
He's put out so much mojo in the, like, press that he wants to leave and all this stuff and how they treated him bad that, like, there's no way he can go back to that locker room and just say, hey, what's up, Mbappe?
Yeah,
how are you
so
guys
what's
doing?
Gonna happen? Like, what do you think? I'm honestly lost on it. Like, for me,
I think that the owners of PSG are just gonna be like, no, you have to come back. And it's going to be awkward for a year. I really think that's what's going to happen. Damn. I just don't think they want to accept Coutinho. But, I mean, hopefully they will, right? I mean, I hope that we're able to get Coutinho to go over to PSG and that we get Neymar in return and somehow can keep Dembele. But the real question is, and I don't know how you feel about this, is there a way we could have a team that has Messi, Griezmann, Dembele, Neymar, Suarez, like is that possible? I just feel like it's a fairy tale, like FIFA created team idea, right? Like
it is.
There's
yeah.
no way we can have all five of those. I mean, even now with Messi, Suarez, Dembele, Griezmann, and Coutinho, it's like how
it's a lot.
Yeah, that's the part with Dembele is like I clearly want him and I really really like him. Obviously, he could hold the ball a little better and not be so careless with his dribbles. But if we have Griezmann. And we have Neymar and Messi. There's no way that Dembele is going to break in there.
No, there's no way.
And even when we have Griezmann, Messi, and Suarez, it's still going to be hard, I feel like.
But that's why I feel like Valverde might not be up to the challenge. And he has all these great players, great potential. But does he have the... I want to say the skills to adapt the team in situations to utilize these players in the best environments, right?
No, definitely not, right?
But that's an issue. Like, it's like having all the cards and not putting them together and being able to like do a flush or something.
Yeah,
right?
That's a good way to describe Valverde. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, like we're talking about, it's going to be hard to get Neymar. It's just like hard for it to all make sense. A lot of people aren't happy because of his rape charges. They also feel like he's a drama queen, which is true. His dad was always asking for special privileges. I love Neymar. Dude, he was so spectacular on the team, but it is a little bit of a weird fit. But we need something different. That's also the thing is, like, even though we've won, you know, La Ligas and Copas in the last few years, we all know we've not had the Champions League, and he's the type of star caliber player that can get us there.
Do I think it's going to happen, though? No.
So if it doesn't happen to Barca, let's loop it back into the combo. Do you think it's possible he'll go to Madrid?
They've made some good purchases recently. I just don't
see him going to our rival like that.
No, I don't.
But
either.
He is a snake. That's the thing, right? Is that he convinced PK, Sekeda, that he was going to stay. And, like, we all know what happened.
I don't know. This guy, I don't even think he knows what he really wants sometimes. I think it's hard for us to really get the feeling of what's happening when, one, the media is kind of twisting everything and, you know, absorbing, spitting out information, whether it be true or false, and two, what he actually intends and, like, what he puts out in the media. So, I don't know.
I think, going back to Madrid, I think Hazard is super spectacular, just not as consistent as Neymar or Messi.
Sure.
So I think that he'll be super good, and I think he'll have some moments, maybe even against Barca, where he just is able to 1v10 and just, you know, carry a game. But I think they're going to struggle a bit. I think their defense is still pretty bad. They still have some older midfielders who aren't like they were, you know, 5 years ago. Atletico seems like they kind of refreshed the team.
They got the
Joao Felix. Yeah, I love that dude. He's going to be so sick. Diego Costa, you know, is looking like he's on a rampage.
He already got a red card.
I know. That should be interesting. Hey, we're looking forward to the season. It's going to be an awesome time.
Let's do it.
Thank you guys for listening.
Thanks.